Hello.
Hey Ari, it's Yona.
Hi, Yona. How are you? I figured it was you. What's
Hey,
up?
afternoon. Schedule 3, possession control, deleterious substance. You sent me the
Right, the background check.
right.
So
So
I could.
a few things. I mean, again, I haven't been active in New Jersey for like 2 years.
Right.
But this is an ongoing case. It's not on his criminal
Right.
history.
Right. As I saw, I didn't have a Lino. She wasn't convicted of it yet.
Right. The thing is, do you need to do backgrounds in New Jersey? Because they're licensed by the state.
So I want to tell you something when it came to HR. It's something that I can say I knew every detail of it, as probably I should. Many I do. One of the things that I was told was you do background checks. The truth is, and I'll tell you what it is, the insurance demands it, which is interesting. I'm remembering now. I'm not sure if the state themselves demands it, but I know that UnitedHealthcare has asked me multiple times when renewing contracts, they want to see sample of background checks that we run.
Really, because it's very interesting because their license, they need to do a background check for itself.
Correct. Which, by the way, if someone has, let's say, conviction of certain crimes, they'll get their license revoked.
That and oh, right, but this, and then they wouldn't be allowed to work.
Right.
Background check requirements. Fingerprinting, application scanning. There go. Okay, so the background check can disqualify them even with a license, like it says. So disqualifications. Here we go. Violent crime, sexual events, abuse, neglect, theft, fraud, control, and substance abuse. Have to wait until it's convicted, because if it's a misdemeanor, it's not, and if it is a felony, it is.
Got it. Okay. That may be the case, but I knew that you
Different
do
thing,
some
by
more.
the way. There's a different thing you should aware of, because you may, I'm not sure here, and I'm not going to research it now, I'm too busy. You may be required to report it to the state. In other words, that there's an active child with a criminal background. It's not clear.
You know what the fun part is? How do you exactly do that? Because there's no real way to report things other than just like submitting
No,
emails to them.
because no, the you would report it to the whichever board is the certifying board.
Right, the Board of Nursing.
Is it the Board of Nursing that issues the
Yeah,
child
yeah.
licenses? So there
Yeah,
would be
yeah,
a way
yeah.
to submit it to them,
Got it. Okay, I'm going to look into that.
because they're the ones that control their licenses. So
Right. Okay, I'm going to look into that.
very good. But yeah,
Amazing.
based on my preliminary research, felonies, a drug felony, you're done, and a drug misdemeanor, you're okay. I'm
Right.
assuming that it follows the same Medicaid regulations as Pennsylvania, which is more than one drug misdemeanor, you're not okay. But one is okay.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Okay. Yona, it's great talking to you. Appreciate it. And I will do my due diligence.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Have a great Shabbos. Take care.
Have a good Shabbos. Take care.
Bye-bye.